It's election season in Kenya. Raila Odinga has run for president 4 times before. He launched his manifesto at an event in the capital, Nairobi.
We'll declare corruption a threat to national security and establish a specialized department in the security agencies for corruption surveillance. This we shall do within our first 100 days in office.
Raila's been involved in politics since the 1980s, mostly in opposition. He's never been declared the winner of an election, although many believe he's been rigged out of victories before. This time, some things have changed.
It's the first time that Raila Odinga is running with the support of the incumbent, outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta, with the support of the families that have dominated Kenyan politics and business ever since independence from British colonial rule nearly 60 years ago. The first time that he's the chosen candidate of the historically dominant political establishment.
It's the kind of backing that his main rival, William Ruto, had once hoped for. He's been deputy president in the last 2 governments. 10 years ago, Ruto teamed up with Uhuru Kenyatta. At the time, both were facing charges at the International Criminal Court for orchestrating crimes against humanity in the violence that followed the previous election in 2007. The charges were later dropped after witnesses retracted their statements. Uhuru and Ruto's relationship since deteriorated. So Ruto's running without the support of his former ally. In spite of being in government for 9 years, he's now promising change.
Our problem is inequality. Our economic model in the last 5 decades has been trickle-down type, which has only benefited the few, creating haves and have-not, who are just hustlers. We aim to change this economic model.
Kenya's past elections have been marred by irregularities, allegations of rigging, and sometimes violence. This time, allegiances have shifted and factions realigned. Kenyans are due to vote on the 9th of August. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.